Well, the federal election campaign will roll along according to what the parties want you to know about their agendas, but you may have quite different concerns. So the ABC is asking you what you want to know through our You Ask, We Answer project. Details about how you can chime in on that shortly, but one of the issues that has come up already is paid parental leave, with voters wanting to know what the major parties are offering and how Australia compares in this area to other countries. So our federal political reporter Stephanie Boris has taken a look for you.
As a mother of three, Emma Walsh knows all about the joys and challenges of raising children.
I think the modern working mother and father are challenged like no other generation before them, because we have huge expectations of parents in society now.
She founded Parents at Work more than a decade ago after being struck by the mounting struggles facing working parents.
I just saw so many women leave the workforce in droves, and I saw the impact of that not only on individual women but actually the impact on the organisation.
Things got a bit better in 2011 when parents first got access to the Commonwealth-funded paid parental leave scheme set up by the then Labor government. But Professor Lyndall Strasdens from the Research School of Population Health at the Australian National University says while it was a big improvement, it was a slow and painful process to get to that point.
Instead of going for a 6-month paid parental leave, which is quite common in many of our OECD countries or longer, we had 18 weeks.
8 years later, the Commonwealth still provides 18 weeks of paid parental leave at the national minimum wage. It's offered to the primary carer of a newborn if they earn less than $150,000 a year, and that leave has to be used all at once. But last year, the Minister for Women, Kelly O'Dwyer, announced her intention to change that.
We know that parents and families need the flexibility to choose what works for them.
Under her proposal, the primary carer would be required to take 12 weeks of paid parental leave in one hit. But after that, they could then choose when to use their remaining 6 weeks, up until their child turns two. The government has also promised to change the work test so more parents are eligible for paid leave. It remains a proposal at this stage, as it was not voted on in Parliament, and Labor is yet to say whether it supports the ideas. Instead, opposition leader Bill Shorten announced his own plan last year, committing to paying superannuation on parental leave.
When we treat women equally to men, we'll be the most prosperous nation in the world. Treating women equally is a growth plan.
The coalition isn't making the same promise on super. Emma Walsh says while both parties have made a good start, neither goes far enough.
I don't think fundamentally they're getting to the heart of the issue.
She says serious reform is necessary and both parents need to be given time to help raise their child.
Both men and women have a role to play in raising a child, and we should be offering 18 weeks for women, 18 weeks for men.
Professor Lyndall Strasdens agrees Australia needs to do more.
Other countries are actually leading much more on this issue, so they have designated paternal leave.
A number of women's groups and some unions have also been calling for the 18 weeks of paid leave to be increased to 6 months. Professor Lyndall Strasdens says Australia needs to look at other countries like Norway, Sweden and Denmark that offer more time off.
We're quite a long way behind in terms of, if you like, best practice in terms of infant rearing and breastfeeding practice, but also in terms of spending time with the child and establishing the relationships.
While the calls for major changes to paid parental leave grow louder, there has been no commitment from the Liberal or Labor parties so far this campaign, leaving parents to rely on their employers to offer any additional assistance.
Stephanie Boris reporting. And if you have a question you want answered during this election campaign, go to Australia Votes on the ABC website and you can click on You Ask, We Answer. You can make your contribution there.